Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today, and I'm excited. It's a new year, a new decade, and we've got lots of things we need to accomplish this year. I don't know if you've written that down, but if you have, you can give me a call tomorrow about that. We'll talk about our New Year's resolutions tomorrow and things we can do, we the people, to make a better 2020 and to make a better life. But for now, let's go to the Lord in prayer real quick. For such a time as this, here we are, entering into another new year and entering into a new decade. Truly, for such a time as this, it is time for God's people, people of faith, to stand for what is right and what is righteous. We are here, O God. We, your people, are here. Show us your ways. Give us strength and wisdom. Help us to have the faith and boldness to do your will. Give us eyes to see and recognize your miracles even in today's world. Give us ears that hear, that we might have the gift of discernment and know how to separate the lies from the truth and recognize the truth, your truth. There are many hopes for this new year as we read our word, your word daily. Our hope is in Jesus because he is making a new way for me, and my hope is in Jesus because he is greater than another I face, than any other I face, anything we the people face. May we not be discouraged by the ugly and the hate in the hearts of many, but may we be encouraged by your faith and your word. May we be determined to live for you and to walk with you. I ask now, Lord, for your protection over our President Donald Trump and Vice President Mike Pence. Keep them safe. Guide them with your word. Surround them with others who will pray over them. We ask that you watch over their families as well. I ask that you continue to use CSC Talk Radio. May I only seek your truth. May we always find humor and yet seek solutions and work toward those, not for our glory, but for yours, O Lord. If any who listen today do not believe, may our words encourage them. May they find your peace. The fact that CSC Talk Radio is still here is a miracle. I recognize that daily. For nearly 9 years, you have saved the day each month. Thank you, Father. My prayer for 2020 is for continued good health. And I ask, Father, that you will show me the way financially to build CSC Talk Radio into a network that will always glorify you, that we will set our goals for your purpose, and in your blessings, I pray, the prophets will follow after. Thank you, Father, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We come humbly to you for such a time as this. In Jesus' name, amen. How fitting it is today that we look to the miracles of our nation's founding. It is important that we remember history, that we give God credit for this nation, which was once recognized to be his. But we've become an arrogant people, forgetting God and believing that in us things are accomplished. I don't know about you, but I can make a mess of things pretty fast. Today's guest is Ken Cromer. Ken is a freelance producer, director, and writer for Blue Moon Productions. He is happily married, the father of 7 children, I thought I had a bundle with 5, and a former Cedar Hills City Councilman. He has freelanced productions for Temple Square, working with Mormon.org, and done seminary videos. He also worked on Little Giant Ladders, as well as An American Tale and Land Before Time with Spielberg and Lucas. He authored a new feature film screenplay, At War with God. Today, we're going to talk about miracles In God We Trust, and A Perfect Union. So we welcome Ken today. It's his first time, hopefully not his last time, to be with CSC Talk Radio. How are you doing today, Ken? And Happy New Year, by the way.
Good morning and Happy New Year. I must tell you, Beth Ann, I love that you start your show with prayer. I just love that. I don't know of any other show that does that. I'm not aware.
Well, I'm not either.
It is the way to go. Yeah.
I can't take credit for it. I was listening to some of the politicians that were saying, oh, I pray for our president every day. And I was kind of chuckling. And God kind of tapped me on the shoulder and said, you need to be doing that. For real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so while I did do it in my personal life, I had not done it on air. And so the 26th of December, I started that. So I don't take credit. I give God credit for that. I said September.
Yeah, right? I went to your website, csctalkradio.com, and a little earlier this morning, and replayed your December 31st prayer. And I'm deeply humbled by your righteous desires for our nation and for those that listen to your show. And I'm one of those listeners. I remember just a few 3 weeks ago-ish, I was listening to your show. I managed to stumble across it again. I'm not always able to listen, but I listen when I can. And you began with prayer. And I had not heard that before, and I got on my knees and listened to your prayer. And lo and behold, later that same day, you and I are talking on the phone. I don't believe in coincidences, and I'm very honored to be with you on your show today.
I'm honored to have
like you
here.
Do.
Well, thank you. You know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for the Lord, and I know that, and I think you probably know that too in your life. You know, He's
amen.
All things to me, and we just celebrated Christmas. Now, you got a big family. I don't know how old your family is. Mine's older. They're married and have children. I've got 15 grandchildren, and they were not all there this week. Uh-huh. I've got two of them that are married, and they weren't able to be in. But I'll tell you what, I've got them from all ages. I've got married down to newborns. You know, I've got them all ages,
yes.
And it is just so much fun to watch them interact with each other, tease each other, get in a little spat once in a while, and then come back and hug.
Exactly.
It's a lot of fun.
Exactly. Yeah, it is a lot of fun. I've got 5 grandkids, 2 more coming. 7 kids went down to the last one in the nest. Her name is Liberty, by the way. And she's a tough cookie, a 16-year-old. She's great. Yeah.
Well, my youngest son has 3 daughters, and he just has a new daughter. But it's Mylia Love, Imogen Hope, and Gemma Faith. So it was Love, Hope, and Faith. And that's how, so, I see my kids raising their children, and I think they're doing so much better than I did. You know, sometimes you like to say, well, they shouldn't do that. They ought to pick it, you know, we pick it apart and think we know better. But I really think they've done a fantastic job with their children, and I am very proud. And, you know, it's they're the reason we're here, Ken.
I was just going to say, isn't that why we do what we do? I mean, if we wanted to be rich, we'd be doing something else, right? But we're trying to do what
that's
we need to do
sure.
to be faithful and reach out to an America that's starving for truth and light. Mm. And so
that's a good
God
way
bless
to
you
put
for
it.
What you do.
Mm-hmm. That's a good way to put it. This nation is starving for truth and light.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to head into a break here just shortly. But, you know, we are so filled with darkness right now. And God's people are here. They're out there. We're right here.
Everywhere.
But yet we're kind of like the little Who's in Whoville. We don't want to make any noise. And until we all start making some noise, we're not going to see things turn around. Because the answer isn't in D.C. The answer is in the hearts of the people. And we'll talk about that when we come back. I want to talk about the remake of A Perfect Union. I want you to tell. Oh, it's just amazing the difference. And I want you to tell a little bit about what you've done with these, and let's see if we can't get these in the hands of the listeners and encourage them to get active for 2020. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Ken Cromer of Blue Moon Productions. We want to encourage you about this nation and bring America home, and we will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty to your table. For those of you who want to display your patriot heart, set your table with liberty. The new patriotic flatware pattern by Liberty Tabletop. Your dining table sets the mood for the American family and the American dream. Liberty honors our fallen heroes, the Liberty Bell, We the People with Stars and Stripes, our American Eagle, and the Statue of Liberty. Each piece of the Liberty flatware pattern is an art with elegance, high-quality work, and high-quality 1810 stainless American steel. Each piece is unique while conveying the same patriotic message: liberty for all, and we love America. Order your set now, and a set as a gift for a special patriot in your life. Liberty Tabletop brings liberty home to your table. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive a discount. LibertyTabletop.com or call them 844-386-2338.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
We have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Ken Cromer of Blue Moon Productions. And I did receive your videos, the DVDs and the Blu-rays, and I didn't get them home to watch them, but I'm going to do that. And I am looking forward to it. In fact, I'm thinking what I should do if I didn't have a show every day. What I should do is just turn the teletube off and just put in all my patriotic videos and watch those day in and day out so that I can be encouraged.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is encouraging. Yeah. I've got some other videos at home, too, The Crossing, and I've got a whole thing of John Adams and other things that I like to watch that encourage me with that. And I believe that I probably saw Perfect Union a long time ago.
Yeah.
And now you've redone it. I want you to tell the listeners a story of how you came to do this, and let's tell them how they can get it, too.
Very good. Very good. Thank you so much. So that film that you're talking about is called A More Perfect Union, and it was made for the bicentennial 1987 to 89 period they were celebrating for a couple of years. About our Constitution and how it came to be. And this film was made, a feature-length film, it's almost 2 hours long, about the Constitutional Convention and how the battle that the Founding Fathers had trying to protect their interests in Virginia or South Carolina or New York or wherever they were from, and to maintain their independence but yet come together as a nation, because they'd won the war, they'd won the revolution, but they couldn't come together and be a strength and a unity of one. And so the Constitutional Convention was one of the most glorious things that's ever happened in the history of the world as it relates to the cause of freedom. And this film documented that. Well, I was making a documentary film called Miracles in God We Trust, which I suspect we'll talk about it in a little bit here.
Yes,
but I wanted to talk about the miracles from ancient scripture, the founding of America, and the miracles that we're going to need into the future. Well, in the Founding Fathers section, I wanted to take a three-minute clip from this film where George Washington, they finally are ready to sign the Constitution, and he tells how gratified he is that he has prayed for this day. And I wanted that clip right in the middle of the film in this documentary. Well, I went to Brigham Young University and asked for licensing to be able to use that clip. And at the same time, I don't know what impressed me to do it, but I did it, was ask for a licensing agreement to be able to distribute it internationally because it's kind of gone quiet. And what happened is I got the film, a film transfer of the film, and it was horrible. And we were trying to figure out, why is this film looking so bad? Long story short, the negative to the, I believe it was a $2 million production, was lost. And no one could find it, not in the various vaults that were where they would be keeping such a thing. And so what had to happen is two 35-millimeter prints that had been run in theaters back in, 1980-ish, or 89, I should say, they were scratched, dusty, taped up, and between the two 35-millimeter prints, a transfer was made, and the best parts of were created a one good film. But even still, the film was a mess. Dust, scratches, all sorts of problems. We spent 4 months rebuilding that film with the help of a great technician by the name of Curtis McPherson and his Illusion Productions. And the film was rebuilt, and we shed many tears as we watched this film over and over and over, color correcting it, taking out the scratches, the dust, remastering the audio to a 5.1 surround sound. The film is done. It's been rebuilt, and it is so beautiful to watch it now in a 16:9, which is, the widescreen, whereas before it was the square screen. And it is so beautiful and so touching to see our founding fathers go through the battle that gave us the Constitution of the United States of America, the greatest freedom document in the history of the world.
It's just
And there you go.
It's amazing to me. And you know that's not an accident that you came across that and able to restore it.
No.
And, I start each one of my prayers with the phrase, "For such a time as this." Because I had just done a study on Esther.
Mm-hmm.
And Esther was a victim of human trafficking. And she was put into a place where it was not a good place. We always think of Queen Esther. And, when you think of a queen, and she was given all kinds of things. But she was a captive, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And her people then were going to be murdered. But she was put there for such a time as this to save her people. And I believe that there are many of us right now who are here, and I'm not putting us up, I'm certainly no Queen Esther, but for such a time as this to encourage this nation. I've never, I'm old enough, I lived through all the rioting and things that we had back in the 60s. But I've never seen this nation so divided as it is right now.
Yes.
And that is a great concern to me, and I know it is to you as well.
Absolutely. That's why I made a documentary film called Miracles in God We Trust. And in there, to say amen to what you just said, I worked on this for 7 years. It was one of the hardest things I've ever done. And right towards the end, a couple of things were impressed on my heart that needed to be done to the film. And that was, one, you need to add the subject of repentance. And I'm thinking, what? Repentance in a documentary film about miracles? What? And then the other
prayer
part,
on national
college
radio.
prayer, national radio, what?
What are you talking about?
I added Yeah, exactly. Well, he needs us to repent or he cannot bless us as a nation. And so each of us individually are flawed. Absolutely. I know I am. I am deeply flawed. But I do have a desire to do that which is right and to listen to his voice and to follow it, whatever it is. And I suspect a lot of your listeners feel the same way. And this film is a great education tool. It shows how the founders, even though they had deep divisions amongst themselves, actually respected each other and were honorable in their discussions, something we don't really see in Washington, D.C. these days, not at all. I mean, and so that example is played out in the film, A More Perfect Union. And, go ahead. I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
Well, no, I was just going to elaborate and kind of show some of my shortcomings, I guess. But I get aggravated at them when they do try to show respect because they'll sit there and talk about it. Let's just use Joe Biden, for example, because we know that the man is corrupt. We know that he's lied. We know that he's done a lot of things, and yet they'll say, I like him. I think he's a good guy. I think he's a good – no, he's not a good man. So in that way, I get kind of upset with them. You know, it's one thing to be respectful in how you speak. It's another thing to try and give a man who's been so corrupt and lying to the people honor. He doesn't deserve any honor for that.
Well – I was a city councilman at one point a number of years ago, and one of the things that was really interesting is I thought a lot about my oath of office, and it's to protect and defend the Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic. And if we don't have a lot of domestic enemies to the Constitution, I don't know what's what, because it's quite clear. And as a part of that duty, there's no exit clause, by the way, on that oath of office. I'm still under oath, even though I'm not a councilman anymore. And so I feel duty-bound to highlight truth wherever it can be. And I believe that we owe it to our elected officials to protect them, pray for them, jump in and guide them wherever we can, because as soon as they get elected, they get pushed off into the deep end of the pool, and they're usually alone. And they need people to be, if we really care about these people, we need to be praying for them, but helping them and reaching out to them. And those elected officials that are honorable need to actually use the Constitution to get rid of those that are breaking their oaths of office and destroying the very document of freedom.
And, you know, we are commanded to pray for these leaders, and it doesn't mean just the ones you like. So when Nancy Pelosi says she's praying for the president, I tend to not believe her, at least not in an honorable way. But then again, Beth should be praying for Nancy Pelosi because she's not doing what is right. And she's certainly not doing what is righteous for this nation in the dividing. And I have a little problem. I hear the music. We're going into another break. I have a little problem with what the division is right now, and I wanted to get your opinion on that, Ken, because this divide is something great, and I think not in a good way, but in a large way, and I think it's something that the American people, if they have not witnessed it and don't recognize it, we need to make sure that they do, because it is a great division. And this year will be the year that it's decided, I do think. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio, and we will be right back. For such a time as this, we know that the heart of a nation takes on the heart of its people. If the people have turned from God, the nation is doomed in sin. God is in control of all nations and their leaders. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The future of this nation is relying on the bended knees of the people, God's people. Will you accept this challenge to sacrifice 5 minutes a day to kneel and to pray for such a time as this?
Queen Esther was put in place by God to save her people. You have that same obligation now. Will you humble yourselves and pray, ask forgiveness, and trust in our God to heal our land and bring America home?
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-510-4403. That's 800-510-4403. Call now. 800-510-4403.
What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stubert didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today. What if things were made in America again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. Listening to CSE Talk Radio. We still have our Christmas music going, and that's one of my favorite bumps right there, because I see Santa sneaking around in the house doing all kinds of things, trying to get all the act together. So I'm sorry. I chase rabbits every once in a while, Ken. So
catch any?
No, I don't catch too many. I just chase them. And it's up to everybody listening to try and figure out what I'm talking about. So anyway, a more perfect union and the miracles in God we trust. I want to get back on topic here. I have a book here. And like I said earlier in the show, it's always encouraging to me. I have always loved American history. Now, I won't say I'm a history buff. I'm not that good. But I just love to absorb it. And to think about our founding fathers and what they went through, because they were just people like you and I, and yet they were extraordinary. And there's a book that I got, and I wondered if you knew William Norton or Brian Trotter.
I don't.
And they wrote a book.
I've not heard those names.
You need to get this book. You'll love it.
Okay.
But it's The Miracle of America, Birth of a Nation, which it tells a story just like you have on your videos. Mm-hmm. But it tells it on a more personal level. It talks about a young girl who put her own life in danger because her father was not well, and she wanted to be the spy. And so I'll just leave it at that. You'll have to get the book. But
you're a cliffhanger teaser.
I'm a cliffhanger, yes. And the reason that story was in particularly of interest to me was because of who she was taking the orders to, and it happened to be inclusive with the Brigadier General Thomas Sumter, who is an ancestor of mine. And so I have that revolutionary Henri blood going through my veins, which is probably why I'm still here and probably why I love American history so much. And so, you know, even when I watch the movie The Patriot, I get all excited because that was loosely based on his life and Francis Marion, the Gamecock and the Swamp Fox. And so I have a little history with that. So I kind of, and there's some truth in that movie, The Patriot. Even though it's romanticized, there is some truth in it.
Yes.
And anyway, getting back to these videos that you have done, these films, how encouraging they will be to people if they watch them. Let's talk about those miracles.
My gracious, that is the whole purpose of this film, the documentary. We'll shift gears to the documentary. It's called Miracles in God We Trust. And it's actually available on Amazon.com. If you've got Prime, I believe it's free on Prime. So you can actually see Miracles in God We Trust or A More Perfect Union. Both of those films are available at Amazon.com for streaming. The Blu-ray and the DVDs will be there shortly, but at the moment it's available streaming. If anybody is interested in getting the films, you simply go to miraclesingodwetrust.com. Now, by the way, just before I jump into the story here, if for your listeners, Beth-Ann, I hope it's okay, we didn't talk about this, I'd like to offer three sets of free copies to your listeners who would go to miraclesingodwetrust.com, go to the contacts area, and there's a place where you can make a donation or get copies, but just simply say, I'm a Beth-Ann listener. And then, boom, the first three people that send that note via email will get those copies. And so they'll get A More Perfect Union and Miracles in God We Trust. Just say if you want a DVD or a Blu-ray, and I will mail them out to you with my compliments and regards for being a Beth-Ann listener. So I wanted to tell you a couple of stories that inspire that come from our documentary. We interviewed Rabbi Daniel Lappin, David Barton, Senator Mike Lee, Chris Ann Hall, and a number of other folks that you probably have heard of. And we got some of the most amazing stories, a couple of them. Rabbi Lappin talks about how to have miracles happen in your life, you have to do an act of faith. A determined act of faith. And he talked about how the children of Israel, when they left Egypt and they had their backs up against the wall of the Red Sea and had the greatest military force coming down on them in their chariots about ready to wipe them out, they had to do a determined act of faith. And he says, and it's not in the Bible, but he says, according to the rabbinical tradition, what happened is they had to walk out into the water up to their chests before the water parted. I thought, oh my goodness, I've never heard that before. No, it isn't. and so, but I love the concept of we have to go out on a limb and show God our faith before he can perform the miracle. Then there's another story, back to the Founding Fathers. There's a Quaker who was actually a Tory, meaning he supported the British. And this was at the time of the, I forgot the name of the place where the Valley Forge, wintering at Valley Forge, that the poor men, I believe there were 12 of them that were holed up there. Many of them did not even have shoes. The trail to Valley Forge had blood in the snow. And many of them died of the cold, and many of them were about to leave. They just couldn't bear the winter any longer. No food, no clothing, no blankets to keep warm. It was a desperate situation.
Yes.
And it was known that George Washington was a prayerful man. this Quaker, who was a Tory, and had actually rented a building for Washington's officers, said that he was driving his carriage and he was going through the woods and he heard something in the woods and he stopped his horse and he got out and he walked towards the sound. And it was, when he got close, he realized it was Washington pouring his heart out to God, praying that his men would stay with him. And he said he came out of that, he went into that forest as a Tory and came out a patriot, because he realized that no man could pray in that fashion that wasn't already on God's side, and that they, because they, that God would be with them, they had a chance of winning. So he walked in a Tory and walked out a patriot. And that then in our documentary film, Miracles in God We Trust, we cover a number of stories of faith. And even down to the modern day, we are going to need miracles to get through what's coming. But God knows his people. And those who put their trust in him, like Beth Ann, who reach out there and actually pray on the radio, are the kind of people that God is looking for. And the people that listen to such a thing are the kind of people that God is looking for. He wants to be in our lives. And so what's kind of interesting is Miracles in God We Trust documentary. I shared it with a friend of mine who I don't see come to church very often. I just know his wife is there, and I ask about him, and she says, well, he has to work this weekend, and he's traveling to so-and-so place and such. Well, I saw him again, and I said, I have a gift for you. I'd like to give you this film, Miracles in God We Trust. He came back later and told me of an amazing thing that happened. He said, I'm desperate. My work isn't going well. We don't want to lose our house. We're just in a bad situation here. And I needed miracles. And so I put in your video and started watching. And he said, 8 minutes in, my little 10-year-old son walks in and he cuddles up beside me. And I was surprised because it's kind of a documentary. It's not something a 10-year-old might be attracted to. But he was attracted to it. And he kept listening to these stories. And he said that we talked about miracles. And then he said, I began to pray with great earnestness. And I got a job, the most amazing job, and I'm now home every weekend and coming to church. Thank God.
Yeah.
And it's like, wow. But it takes faith. It takes faith, and we have to exercise it.
And faith is not easy. It's an easy word to say. It's a hard one to live. Like saying we start the show with prayer. What conservative talk show does such a thing? And so we're going to keep obeying, and God will bless, and hopefully somebody's touched, and it'll help their lives as well. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Ken Cromer from Blue Moon Productions, and he has made a great deal for you, and I'm going to have him repeat that when we come back.
How would you like to save up to $500 on your next vacation package? Any vacation package anywhere in the world. Just call Superior Travel and mention the code radio and save up to $500. We'll design a custom, fantastic vacation just for you, with all the bells and whistles. Not some cookie-cutter vacation, but a unique, all-included vacation customized by one of our exclusive travel experts. And our service is completely free. You pay nothing more. So why waste your time? Let us do it for you. We've got over 100 years of travel experience to help create the perfect trip for you. Call now and learn how to save up to $500 on your next custom vacation. Pick up the phone, call Superior Travel, and use the code word radio.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to my listeners. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. I use MyPillow and so does my husband. We sleep better and wake more refreshed, ready to conquer a new day. You can get deep discounts on MyPillow, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is bringing back the BOGO offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow and get another one absolutely free.
Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free. Enter promo code BethAnn. Call 1-800-978-6168 for these great radio specials. Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Bethann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Bethann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We've already had some phone calls. They want you to repeat how they can get these, and you're giving three sets away for the first three listeners to get in there. So I want you to explain that and then tell the others, if they're number four or five, how they can get it too.
Yeah, you bet. No problem at all. So we have a website. It's new, and it's still being, kind of formalized, but it's definitely workable. It's called MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com. It's all one word, MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com. If you go to the top of that page at the far right, it says Contact, and that's where you can order copies through donations. It'll be available on Amazon.com soon. And it is streaming on Amazon.com, both films, Miracles in God We Trust and A More Perfect Union. But the first three people that go to MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com at the contact button and say, I'm listening to Beth Ann, I want a DVD or Blu-ray, let me know which you would like, will get those for free. They'll be shipped out to you media mail. It'll take a few days, but you'll get it for free. And that's because I love what Beth Ann's doing, and her listeners are my kind of people, and definitely we would love
both
these shows.
Sure.
So, yeah, right. Yeah.
So they need to go to MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com, all one word, MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com, and
yes, ma'am.
Use that Beth Ann promo code, so to speak, and let them know you were listening to Ken on Beth Ann and that you would like to qualify for those. And if if they don't, they can still get the
button.
Can they still get the DVDs or the Blu-ray if they don't? If they're not number three?
Yes, they can. Yes, that's okay. Yes, they can. In fact, an order came in just over the while we were listening on the phone, at the break. And so people are listening to you, Beth Ann. Thank you.
That's good. That's good. All right. It is MiraclesInGodWeTrust.com. There was a movie I watched. It was not necessarily a Christian movie. It was one of the Indiana Jones movies. When we talk about that leap of faith, taking that step of faith, and it's not easy.
Yes.
And I said, if I'd have been in this movie, if I'd have been this man, I'd have died, probably, because I'm afraid of heights. And Indiana Jones had to save his dad. And they were in this, I don't know, tomb or whatever, and they were to find the Holy Grail, the cup that the Lord drank from. Anyway, they had his father captive, and his father had been injured or shot. I can't remember. It's been a while since I watched. He had to go through these steps, Indiana Jones did. And here he's looking at this great chasm. I mean, we're talking long and very high up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I wouldn't say he really took a leap of faith because he was a smart guy, you know. So he picks up a little dirt and he throws it out there. And there's this invisible bridge across. And that was his leap of faith, or his step of faith, but he kind of cheated, like I said. He didn't just step out. But he did after that, and he still wasn't quite sure what he was seeing, because he couldn't see it other than the dirt stayed there. And so when you said, we need to take that step of faith, that one came to my mind, even though it's just a made-up pretend thing in a movie, that I thought that would have been very difficult for me to make. And it was difficult for me to say, yes, Lord, we're going to start each show with prayer. And I write a new prayer every morning. And I am going to eventually invite some pastors to join in and help lead the prayer in the morning. And then they're free to stay or they're free to go, whatever we talk about that day. But I just think that we need this in America. And I think so much of the time, these days, we think we're wise, you know, we've got this education, and we think we're just pretty smart, and sometimes we think we know better than God. Now, I would have done it this way, God, which never turns out right. His way is always the best way. But the miracles in this nation, they're not teaching the history of this nation any longer in the schools, and that's a purpose. I liked what David Barton said on your film, you know, that I didn't like what he said, but I agreed with what he said. It's once they get into college, over 70% of these students give up their faith. And that just amazed me that, you know, that they would do that. Now, that's not really unusual because, you know, that's when those kids take that first step as individuals and they have to start learning life on their own. So it's really not unusual that they would question anything mom and dad or grandparents had told them. But over 70% walk away from their faith. I was going to let you comment on that.
Yeah, you know, it's like I had mentioned earlier in the show that there were a couple of things that, you know, I prayed about this film, Miracles in God We Trust. And is this documentary done, Lord? And the answer was no. You need to add the subject of repentance. And so that got added in a remarkable way. It's symbolically done through umbrellas, which you'll just have to see that to understand that. But secondly, it was to go out and interview college students about the subject of God. Do you believe in God? Do you believe in miracles? And the answers we got were just stunning. So many did not believe, and so many did, actually. But the discussion of God has been pushed out of definitely universities and definitely in the schools. I mean, when you think back on the historical miracles that were absolutely required for the birth of this nation, I'm trying to remember the exact number. I think it was 63. I could be mistaken on the number. But George Washington actually documented what he thought were the 63 miracles that were necessary for the founding of America. Think about that, that he would actually sit down and document the miracles. I believe that if we document our miracles and journal our prayers as well as our the answers to our prayers, guess what? The Lord will give us more. And that's what we need. And so, for example, there's a story in Chris Ann Hall. She's a famous constitutional scholar, former prosecutor. I love Chris Ann. She's a great lady. She tells a story about how she and her husband took a huge leap of faith, jumping off the cliff, so to speak, and doing what they were asked to do, which is to go preach the gospel of the Constitution across the nation, to courthouses, to senators, to anybody and everybody that would listen. And they had no money to do it. Everything had to be done by donation. They never charged anybody. They just trusted in the Lord with all their hearts, leaned not to their own understanding, acknowledged his hand in all things, and he guided their path. Well, listen to this. one day, she's really discouraged, thinking, oh, my goodness, are we doing any good? I go to this thing, and there's a donation of, like, $15, and it costs me, I forget how much in gas, and it took 4 hours, and there was only five people that showed up. And she's like, Lord, what could I do? And what happened is that she got home, and this lady said, our kids put all our money from the piggy banks and have sent it to you. Guess what? 3 days later, she gets the bill for that exact amount of money for the electric bill, and it's what the mother that was at the meeting did with the money that the kids took out of their piggy banks to give her.
The widow's might.
God bless America. Yeah.
The widow's might.
And
those who give $5, yeah, $1, $2 are giving more than those who give $50,000. And you and I both know that. I mean, we live on a song and a prayer,
yes,
for sure. And
yes, we do. We trust the Lord.
I need
Lord
to have you back.
Yep.
We'll talk about this again. Again, miraclesingodwetrust.com, miraclesingodwetrust.com. Ken, thank you.
Thank you.
And
you so
for
much,
Blue Beth Moon Productions for helping us to bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.